Government is securing a new site to build a modern airport at Takrade in the Western Region. The move is to accommodate the large number of investors and tourists who will be trooping in as a result of the oil and gas exploration. The Tamale Airport is also to be rehabilitated to serve as an alternative to the Kutukant National Airport. The contract, when awarded, will ensure a new terminal building and a spacious runway for the airport. The Vice President, John Dramani Mahama, announced this at the inauguration of a new fire station for the Ghana Airports Company Limited in Accra. The station is part of the Rescue and Firefighting Service, which will soon be incorporated into the Aviation Safety and Emergency Service of the Ghana Airports Company Limited. The ultra-modern rescue and fire facility is said to be the best in West Africa. Pascalina Dadevo reports.
Ghana's aviation and air travel industry stands out as one of the fastest growing and most competitive in sub-Saharan Africa. To meet its attendant challenges, an ultra-modern rescue and firefighting facility has been inaugurated as part of the infrastructure development of the Kutukant International Airport. It is also to meet the International Civil Aviation Organization's recommended response time of 2 minutes from the center to either end of the runway in times of emergency. Aside from this, there are ongoing reconstruction of the taxiway and expansion of the aprons to accommodate the increasing number of aircraft at the airport. The managing director of the Ghana Airports Company Limited, Doris Owusu-Fianku, said in spite of all these, there are still challenges facing the subsector. These include the state of runways at local domestic airports, particularly the Kumasi and Sunyani airports. This is as a result of the sudden increase in the domestic air transport service. She expressed concern about the high fares charged by the international airline. Ms. Owusu-Fianku appealed to the international airline operators to review downward the fares so that traveling does not become the preserve of the rich. Vice President John Mahama said government's budget of 10 million Ghana cedis for the aviation sector is to allow for major development on the Kumasi and Sunyani runways. The Minister of Transport, Collins Dauda, mentioned some projects which will be undertaken in the near future under the public-private partnership policy. These include a new airline office complex, airport business center with 4 to 5-star hotels and malls, and a world-class specialist medical center. The ultra-modern fire station has, among other things, an emergency operation center, an alternative air traffic control tower, and a phone shed. It is also equipped with 10 state-of-the-art fire tenders, an aircraft recovery engineering system, and a training school. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevo, Accra.